Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
All right, question of the day. Jess, you got a new email.
Yeah, so it says, Bill and Jess, I need some advice. Here's the situation. My wife and I have been in a fight, and it started on New Year's Eve.
Really? And still in a fight?
They've been in a fight since New Year's Eve. Yes.
Man, oh man.
The plan was for us to go out like we normally do on New Year's Eve. And although the weather was a little bit chilly out, we decided that we were just going to thug it out and still go.
Okay.
Until she put her dress on. Ironically, it was similar to the one that everybody has been talking about on social media. Jamal Bryant's wife had it on.
Okay.
And, you know, it was trending. Well, when she came out of the bedroom with it on, I asked her, where did she think she was going with that on? So then she proceeded to tell me that that was the style and I needed to, you know, come into 2026. And then she told me that she bought it, that I had bought it for her actually for Christmas, but which I did when she wanted to use my credit card to purchase it. But in my defense, I never seen it and I certainly would not have bought it for her. She says that she's grown and I'm treating her like a child, telling her what she can and cannot wear. Well, my response was that she's being childish and I think that it's inappropriate for a grown woman to go out looking like she is half naked. And plus, I told her that she did look like a beep, which was not a nice word.
Come on, bro. What are you doing?
If a dress like that isn't that provocative, then what else is? Was I wrong?
Yes.
I mean, she is a married woman. Needless to say, we did not make it out for New Year's Eve. We have not spoken since. What do you guys think? Do I need to apologize for something I thought was inappropriate?
Yes.
Our kids were even looking at her sideways.
You think they were? No, like.
Even if it was this trending dress, even if it was, in your eyes, too provocative, not appropriate, whatever words you want to use, even if you thought that, the approach and what you said and the names you called her were like over the top.
Yeah, you don't call name, you don't name call. Like,
that's like over the top.
And
if for some reason you didn't like it, and you'd be like, baby, I haven't seen you wear anything like that before. You still like smack her on her butt and be like, but you look good.
Yeah, you wearing this for me. I want to show you off.
I mean, you're going out together.
I mean, obviously, you know, I don't know. I like when my wife dresses up. I mean, I feel like good. Like, yes.
Oh, right. This like is, you're proud.
I like to show her off. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I know.
You know, never been like anything inappropriate, but I mean, come on. I don't know. You shouldn't have called her the names. Yes, you should apologize. Yes, you were wrong, bro. Just go, you know, she's dressing up for you.
That was her New Year's Eve dress.
Now, if she's giving you like a reason to think that, obviously the name calling and the way you talk to her, that's not appropriate no matter what. If she's giving you a reason to think she's going out there trying to talk to somebody else or she's cheating or something like that, that's a whole nother email. But this was just about what she wanted to wear because it's trendy
she
and all this.
She came out of the bedroom and she's like, well, you bought it for me for Christmas. And he's like,
well, because she uses credit card.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know what you were getting. They went back and forth on that.
Yeah. No. Come on, bro.
But.
251 texted in, damn, son, be proud of your lady. Take it as a compliment to yourself that you can get a hottie like her. Yes, that's I how
know.
I feel. That's how I would do. If my wife came
ended.
Out in like a sexy dress, like, which she does, you know, I mean, I'd be like, yes. Yas, yas.
The way it ended, they didn't even go out for New Year's Eve. They haven't spoken since.
Now,
he hasn't apologized.
You, was it worth it? Was it worth it?
I
was
mean, that's
it?
That's a long time. We're 8 days into the new year and you're still not talking, ignoring each other, you know.
339 texting in. Apologize, chump. Yeah. 500. Definitely inappropriate dress, but wrong for insulting her, calling her names. What's your... That's your wife, mother of your kids. Could have approached it differently. You said definitely inappropriate dress. I don't even know what it looks like.
I don't either.
Well, let's look it up.
Yeah, Jamal Bryant's
Wife dress. Can you look it up?
Yep.
Let me see. Jamal Bryant wife. Oh, it comes up automatically. Hang on, let's see. Dress, images. I don't know which one. Which one is it?
I don't know, but the one that I'm looking at is beautiful.
Oh, this right
it's
here.
It's black. It's long. It has. She has gloves on. Her purse.
Yeah,
and it's tan and black.
Yes,
with lace.
I see. It's a little see through, but. You know,
if no, I think that's the tan color underneath of it is.
Oh, okay.
Like that's the tan color of the dress. It looks like a skin color.
Hold on. Let's see. View image. Nah, I don't know, Jess. It is a little.
Can you see the.
I think it's a little see through, but. I mean,
the lace.
Yeah, the name Colin is a no. The name Colin is a no. You need to apologize to her and. I mean,
I don't see any body parts or anything like that you can see through
the
dress.
People were texting in. Oh, somebody sent the picture.
I don't see.
They said, no, it's not see-through. It's like, you're right, Jess. It's like the skin color.
It's like the skin color.
Okay, I see. Thanks, guys. I got it.
You know, certain body parts.
Yeah, 500. It looks like skin. It's not see-through. It's like a nude color. Okay, I got it. 668, he should have complimented her, let her feel good about herself. Yes.
And Jamal Bryan even said that when his wife received criticism, he made it very clear. I bought this dress. I approve this dress. And your opinion doesn't matter.
603 texting in. Would love my wife to wear that for me and only me. Yes, Lord. Do you need to apologize?
Yes, Lord.
let's see. 251. Watch it be like a see-through dress and we're all in the wrong parts of it and all, LOL. No, they say it's a nude color. Let's see, 667. The husband probably didn't know it was fabric underneath. Yeah, but no matter what, he shouldn't have said that. No matter what, be proud of your wife.
Fabric underneath.
Say yes. Yes.
Yes, you know, love.
Yes, love.
Yes, love. Look at you, love.
Yes. 302-858-5117. Guy's in his, fight with his girl, has been since New Year's. His wife, mother of his kids, he called her all these names.
He did.
And he says, how are you going to go out dressed like that? What is she, your kid? Like, you can't talk to her like that. Be proud of your wife.
So, yes, when Jamal Bryan and his wife stepped out into this, people were calling her dress like the transparent dress. And saying that you could see through it. You cannot see through it. It is black lace and it's like a tan skin color underneath of it, which gives you the illusion.
Right. 808 texting in. I seen the dress. It didn't look bad. It's only because it's really tight. 493. He's completely wrong. 604. She just wanted the dress and to have a great time, not to be in mom mode. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's see. 493. Pastor's wife wears it, but you're going to call her names. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You should, be proud that your wife can wear that.
Wow.
Show her off.
Yep.
302-858-5117. Question of the day. It's a Bill and Jessica show. You want to comment? Throwback Thursday. Man, here's a classic. Lil' Kim, Maya, Christina Aguilera, Lady Marmalade. Oh, good morning. Jesus.